Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90. Time the game. Our coverage of the Falcons and Giants on Sunday begins at 11 with John Chuckery and one Hugh Douglas on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. And then we'll jump into the network pregame. Actually, I take that back. You guys are on at 9, aren't you?
Yeah, we got this, nine. Yeah. We got nine. If that's what you say, we are. That's what time.
Yeah, you are at 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Yeah, me and Chuck, the Chuckster.
9 to 11 with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, then 11 to 1 for the Atlanta Falcons Network pregame show. Harry and Chris go forth, and then Wes and Dave call the game from MetLife Stadium, the Giants and the Falcons. And, of course, immediately after the game, if you go to our Facebook page, Nick Kale and Jarvis Davis are going to be there on our Facebook page doing
all right,
Facebook Live.
Jarvis.
Reacting to the game, and it'll be interesting to see what Jarvis, what Big Jarv and Nick Kale are talking about after the game, Hugh.
Because hopefully they talk about a win, man.
Hopefully they are.
Hopefully, because I said last week that the season starts this week. So hopefully that's the case, man, because we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, man. We're sick and tired. It's early in the season. A lot of football left to play. But, boy, I tell you, John, if it keep going this route, boy, it's going to be a few of us that's going to develop some serious drinking habits. We're going to have to go see somebody at the end of this season if they don't hurry up and turn this thing around.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, and you know, people are talking about full rebuild here, and I understand that, you know, why you're saying that. I'm kind of with you on that whole concept of rebuilding this franchise, but I'm going to give the Kool-Aid one last kind of, you know, run here, okay? Last season, 11 teams in the NFL began the year 0-2, and none of the 11 made the postseason. This year, only 7 teams have started 0-2, but there's a difference, Hugh, and that is that 17th game. Now, how much do you, I mean, if you win this week, you're 1-2 in a 17-game season. I think, you know, you're not dead yet, but you got to kind of start winning, right?
That's what I said. It starts this week. That's the exact reason why I said what I said, John, because it's like you can't have any more missteps. Like, you've had your two. You got to get on the winning side. And then not only that, man, you got to kind of bring this fan base back. People right now are suffering from PTSD. They're suffering, and they're looking like, oh my gosh, here we go again, and they're frustrated and they're mad, and they're looking around like, you know, what the heck is going on? This looks like the same thing it was last year, and I thought it was going to be new, and it's not, and all of that stuff. It's just bad right now. Falcons fans are going through it.
The schedule gives you games that are at least, you know, you have a chance to compete, okay? You have a chance to, you know, and maybe win. I mean, the next 3 games before the bye are the New York Giants, the Washington football team, and the New York Jets, and that's, of course, that game in London. But, Hugh, you have a chance to, you know, you should be in all 3. I mean, you could win all 3. I mean, you could get the bye 3-2.
Like I said, at least 2. You could at least be 2-2. And I think if you're at least 2-2, John, you know, that give people hope that, you know, you could probably turn this thing around. They played better. I know a lot of people probably don't want to hear that. And you know, some of the we still got some of the issues that we've had. You know, the offensive line still needs some work. No question about that. But they played better. They played a lot better. So hopefully that's something that you build off of. Hopefully you start to put together some plays that help complement the players that you have that you're still learning, and we can string some wins together.
I mean, Hugh, God love you. I mean, I drink a lot of Kool-Aid. When you say, you know, the offensive line still has some work, and all I can think about is some.
John, I mean, it's like
– they're flashing construction lights in the – and it's backed up about it.
This is the thing, though. This is the thing, John, and this is why I feel like this is it's fixable, but it's also about being creative as an offensive coordinator. I've played against horrible offensive lines that blocked really well and you know, had some kind of success. You know, as far as like, they didn't win the game, but they kept their quarterback upright. I mean, so you can do it with the scheme that you run. Schematically, you can do it. It's possible, you know. So that's why I say that. Like, listen, I played a guy named Hank Fraley. Hank Fraley played probably about 12 years in the NFL. He got cut a few times before he became a starter, John. He played center, and he was horrible. He started out at guard. They moved him to center. Bottom line is this. They put four other people around him that hid his deficiencies, and he played for a long time. That's my point. So if you find the right kind of scheme, you could work with the guys that you have.
Yeah, and when you're changing schemes, this is, you know, again, that goes back to the whole, you know, you should have played them in preseason kind of thing if you're changing the scheme, and why some of the frustration, especially in that Philadelphia game where they look so disorganized and so out of sorts, you know, against, you know, Tampa, they were always going to be up against it here. But, again, what is it you say, show me the baby? We don't want to hear about the growing pains here. Yeah, well, that's what we're going through. We're going through all these, you know, growing pains, you know, yeah. I mean. And you know, and fans are fed up. I get it. I mean, but again, you look at the schedule, and there are some winnable games on the schedule. Teams that you should be able to, if you play well, you think. The Giants, the Washington football team, the Jets, Miami, Jacksonville, you know, Detroit, Carolina's no. You see, the Swampers are no world beaters either. I mean, there's some games in there that you can win. Question is, you know, are you going to be able to get out of your own way? And that's the thing, Hugh. If you go out there and you just get beat. You know, to some degree, Tampa just beat you. But when you are your own worst enemy, we have been our own worst enemy for, you know, years and years and years. You know, stupid penalties, you know, bad turnovers, you know, the dumb boneheaded mistakes, like, you know, not, you know, recovering onside kicks. I mean, when you beat yourself, oh, that's what we thought was going to be. It was going to be an end to the boneheaded beat yourself stuff. You line up, you play clean football, and if they beat you, they beat you. But that's not really been the case so far this year.
Well, it's only been two games. You can attribute some of that to the fact that you didn't play in the preseason, regardless to what anybody says. You can say that. New head coach, guys learning how to play in concert with one another. Because that's all you're talking about when you're talking about offensive line, is playing in concert with one another. Just playing in concert and learning each other and being able to work off of each other. So they still have to do that. Again, they played better last week, John, and they're going to have a chance. They're going to have an opportunity to win the game this weekend, in my opinion. You just have to get better. Remove those penalties. You're not good enough to have mistakes like you have and expect to win. You know, I remember a few years ago, a long time ago, Parcells used to say, Bill Parcells, Coach Parcells, you said a team that makes the least amount of mistakes has a higher percentage of a chance of winning. A higher percentage chance of winning. Yes, that's what he said, and that's what you try to go out there and do. Least amount of mistakes, and the mistakes, when you look at this team, have killed them, John. And it's been one of those things where you remove those mistakes, we might have a different outcome. We at least could have won one game if we removed the mistakes that we made. So that's something to build off of. You know, this team is challenged with when it comes to the talent. No question about that, John. No question about that. It's challenged when it comes to the talent that they have. But out of those two games, you know, stepping back and looking at it, if you're being real with it, you had opportunities to win, you just didn't capitalize on them. You had the ball down at the 3 and 4 yard line trying to score twice in the first game. Right. And what happened?
Yep. You know what I'm saying? I mean, again, same problems we always had. Red zone, right?
That stuff that if you clean that up, we sitting here, we ain't got heartburn.
Yeah, you expect that they're going to clean it up? I mean, that's the thing here is that, you know.
Yes, you know why? Because
I haven't seen him do it in 5 years, it seems.
Okay, well, Coach Smith ain't playing that. Coach Smith, no, like, this is his first job. He cut the kicker. He cut the kicker for Shankopotamus. sitting in whatever. He cut the kicker for Shankopotamus, for being a Shankopotamus. I think that he's not going to tolerate – like, listen, I just have an eerie feeling that he's not going to tolerate all this for too much longer, man. He understands that, you know, he probably made a mistake by not playing in the preseason. But, dude, this can't keep going the way it's going. It can't. Guys going to start – you like, when you start losing like this, John, let me tell you what's going to happen. Cats going to get cut every week. Cats going to start getting cut that make the mistakes. Like, if you keep making the same old mistakes, guess what you ain't going to be? An Atlanta Falcon. I mean, that's kind of what I'm feeling, because he's very demonstrative when he's on the sideline. He may, like, you can, ain't no secret what he's feeling. So with that being said, John, and I don't think it's going to be, I don't think he's going to really tolerate too much more of this mistakes. I really don't. And if you mess around and lose to the Giants,
yep,
for like being in position to score and jump offside something, you know who you better be? You better be Kyle Pitts. You better be Kyle Pitts and do that, because he's probably the only cat in Matt Ryan that probably won't get cut if you keep making these bonehead mistakes.
You know, like Ryan, you've been on teams that went to Super Bowls, and you also on teams that were, you know, really bad.
Garbage.
3-win teams, right? on the really bad teams, does finger pointing set in at some point?
No, because you're too busy trying to make sure you're doing everything right. John, like I said, when I played for the Jets, man, listen, they were working out cash every week. Cash was coming. Like, you go in on a Monday, there's a group of guys that come in on the bus. They bring them in on the shuttle. They working out because somebody just got cut. That's what happens when you're on a losing team, where it used to happen. And I just got a feeling Arthur Smith, Coach Smith, is going to be old school with that sentiment. I mean, you mess around and you cost game, you make the kind of mistakes that cost you games, you can't be here. It ain't none of that, my bad, coach. No, uh-uh. Because it's either me or you. Because let me tell you what I think is probably a uncomfortable conversation to have. The one with Mr. Blank, when you're sitting there and he asking you what happened, and he thinking back to that conversation when you told him you could fix it, and it don't look fixed. I mean, listen, as much as me and you sit here and talk about what this team looked like, you don't think Mr. Blank see the same thing? You don't think he's sitting up there looking like, what the hell I pay for? Like, what the hell's going on? So, yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem that you need to hurry up and fix. You need to hurry up and fix that, like, quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what must it be like to be like the coach is standing on the sidelines right there at the end of the game, last 3 minutes,
when Mr.
And Arthur Blank is standing on the field looking at you.
Here come Mr. Blank. Yeah. Boy, I would rather be anywhere else but here right now. I don't want to be here. Yeah, you definitely don't want to be here, John, for real.
Yeah, I think Dan Quinn told me one time when he was head coach that
– Oh, he spoke to you? He liked you? He spoke to you? No, I'm just kidding. What did he say?
Because I said, when do you meet with Mr. Blank? Because every Tuesday at 9 a.m. So I don't know that maybe if Arthur Smith continued that tradition, you know, yesterday was uncomfortable to walk into that office.
I wouldn't want to be in that office. How you doing, sir? We're going to get
through
it right
this one.
Week.
Yeah, right. Morning show with John, and here's some of the NFL headlines as we head to week 3. Did you see what happened in New Orleans? Yeah, the Superdome caught fire. we got some more headlines to take you through as we get ready for the Falcons and the Giants Sunday live on Sports Radio 92 in the game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the National Football League, Week 3, must win for the Atlanta Falcons in a lot of ways as they go up to face the Giants. NFL headlines this morning brought to you by Cool Ray Heating and Cooling's Lifetime Parts Labor Warranty. Thursday night football tomorrow night, Carolina Panthers at the Houston Texans, which, by the way, one of the untold stories so far in this first couple of weeks is that David Kelly has done a pretty good job of keeping the Houston Texans at least somewhat relevant, Hugh. I mean, that's a team and a franchise most people thought would just fall apart, and, you know, they've actually played pretty well the first couple of weeks.
Oh, I just got a text from my frat brother, Pink, Todd Pinkston. He said Hank Fraley is the O-line coach for the Detroit Lions. Kind of tells you a little something. No, I'm just kidding. I take that back. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Pink. That was not a good joke. But no, congratulations to Hank. I didn't know that. That was pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
The Carolina Houston game will be live on Sports Radio 92. The game, we'll see about the Panthers. Don't really know what to make a lot of these teams. Don't know what to make. We know that the Bucs are going to win.
Carolina, like, they got a defense.
Yeah, look like they got a defense. You know, what do you make of the Saints? Who the hell knows? I mean, and did you see that the Superdome caught on fire yesterday?
Yeah, who was in there cooking some in the air fryer? Yeah. That's what that was, wasn't it?
Yeah, one person got minor burns, so we hope that person's okay. They were prepping it to be painted because, you know, it's not the – they had to change the name. So it's now the Caesars Superdome, so they got to put the Caesars logo on it.
You mean casino, the casino,
yeah,
right?
The casino,
casino,
right. People. Yeah, the casino people. And so it's now the Caesars Superdome, and so they were prepping it to be painted, some caught on fire and whatnot. I'm glad there's only one person with minor burns. Not glad for that person, but I'm glad that nobody else.
Nobody got hurt seriously. Nobody got seriously hurt. Funeral arrangements or something like that. Yeah.
So Tom Brady's out there, Hugh, and he's talking about how soft the NFL is getting, and I'm thinking, okay, he's talking about the NFL. You know, there's stuff here that would have been there weren't flags 15 years ago for this kind of stuff, and the league's getting soft and whatnot. And I'm thinking, are you complaining about this? Because the league is getting soft, Tom, you're like, 70 years old and playing football. If the league weren't soft anymore and they were letting people hit quarterbacks, maybe you wouldn't. Because back in the day, Hugh, those quarterbacks, the Joe Namaths and the Dan Marinos and the Ken Stablers and those kind of guys, they got drilled.
Hey, I look at like some of the stuff that they do now, it does make me feel like I could have probably got snuck a couple years. But, yeah, I mean, you're benefiting tremendously from the fact that this NFL is pretty soft right now. For real, for real.
Yeah, is the NFL, we're talking, a lot of fans are talking about all these taunting calls. Is the NFL too soft to you?
I think that they're trying to clean up the game as far as the some of the celebrations. Dude, but some of the stuff that they're calling, I think, is kind of ridiculous. You know, but like I said, it's overkill, John. So that they're trying to course correct. So when they actually get it under wraps, then it'll slow down a little bit.
Wasn't it a couple of years ago when Grady had a sack and they flagged him for putting too much weight on the quarterback? Remember that one?
Yeah, because quarterbacks are the ones that people come to see. I mean, when you think about it, like, people come to see the main attractions. What was that year when was it Aaron Rodgers? It was a whole bunch of quarterbacks hurt that year, and they talked about how the viewership was down and everything. It was a couple years ago. couple cats was hurt. It was a bunch of quarterbacks that were hurt, and they were talking about that. But, yeah, people come to see the quarterbacks, so they want to make sure that those guys are out there. And, plus, those are the ones, when you talk about in the NFL as a whole, those are the ones that play the longest. They're the quarterbacks. So you
yeah, because they don't get touched. They're like kickers. Yeah, they're like, you know, they might as well put them in green jerseys out there, Hugh.
Yeah, you want to keep them around as long as you can. Keep them around. Yeah,
and I get that. I get it at the same time. I mean, if you're watching the Packers play the Chiefs, and it's not Jordan Love and not Aaron Rodgers, that's a big letdown.
Trying to watch that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to watch that. Right. It's got to be A-Rod against Mahomes. If it's backups, yeah, no, nobody wants to watch that. I understand it from that perspective. It makes total sense, Hugh. I mean, people say, "Oh, the league is soft." Yeah, you got to protect the quarterbacks because they are, as you said, the main. They're the stars of the show, and if the star is not there, then you know.
Yeah, but, it's not that fun to watch because you watch to see, you know. Because I can guarantee you, John, most of the people tuned in because they wanted to watch Monday Night Football, but they wanted to tune in to see if Aaron Rodgers checked out, if all the rumors were true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a lot of it. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Did he quit? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, obviously, he didn't. 22 of 27, 4 touchdowns, and you know, no interceptions. So, you know, but the league is there is something to the fact that the league is soft, and it's not just that the league is soft in terms of protecting quarterbacks. We could probably get away with that one, but it's soft in other ways, Hugh. I mean, as you mentioned, I mean, it's just ridiculous some of the things that they do, and in terms of, you know, here it is. Isn't it interesting at this time, you know, as a fan to look out there, the Savannah Bananas, the baseball team, right, and all the things that they're doing down there that are way outside the box down in Savannah, right? And baseball's talking about, you know, bat flipping and, you know, wearing chains and trying to figure out some ways to, you know, make it more fun. And what are we going to do to, you know, go and attract a younger audience? And at the same time, the NFL is doing everything it can to kill any of the fun out of the game.
It's not going to kill the fun, John. It's not. People are still going to watch. They're still – I think the NFL has the highest viewership now that it had in a long time. People are still going to watch. I mean, they are. I don't know, like, I don't know why all of a sudden they woke up and said, you know, we want guys to quit celebrating, but people aren't going to stop watching. That remember a couple years ago when all that stuff was going on, the Black Lives Matters and all the other stuff, and people talked about, I'm not watching football anymore because Colin Kaepernick said this, that, and third. NFL's still making money. Hell, Jalen Hurts, first week of the season, win, come down here and get a win. Now he got the highest-selling jersey in the NFL. Man, ain't nobody trying to hear that. People gonna watch the NFL. They are, and they know.
I know. Yeah, but at the same time, there is something about the fact that the game is kind of like, you know.
No, it's changed. It's definitely changed. Evolved, and people complain about it, but you're still gonna watch. You're still planning your life around the football season. That hasn't, John. They haven't missed a beat. They have not missed a beat. As far as anything that they wanted to do was concerned, you know, you talk about the protest and the guys out there on the field talking about their own personal causes and stuff like that. And the folks, remember how you used to hear back in the day, folks talking about, I'm not going to watch because I don't want to watch because of this, that, and the third, and I just want to watch you entertain me. They still watching. They still buying jerseys. They still doing everything that they do, so it ain't stopping nothing. This is just another thing with the NFL. They're gonna find everybody. Everybody complain about it for a little while, then they're gonna stop.
I know, but the game, you know, back to the softness of the game. You know, I understand it and I don't understand it at the same time. So I'm a little torn here because, you know, the game is a violent game and played by violent men. And I want that. That's part of the attraction to me. Mm-hmm. If you've never had, and you can set yourself aside because you played such a high level for 10 years. For any fan that's never had the good fortune or the luxury of being down on the sidelines of an NFL game, major college game too, but, you know, just to be on the sidelines of an NFL game, to not, once you stand down there, this is how I would impart it to you, Hugh. Fans don't understand when you're standing down there and you're watching the game and it's coming at you at 100 miles an hour, how fast the game is, how fast it goes, and how violent it is. Because it is far faster and far more violent than it looks on TV.
Yeah. I had a friend of mine tell me, like, she started watching, she's a big college football fan and was watching the pros a little bit, and she said it looked fast. And I said it is. And it's even faster when you actually go to the game. It just is. It's a different animal. It's definitely a different animal. And anybody that gets an opportunity to go see it firsthand, they should go check it out because it is something to be seen.
Yeah, I mean, and protecting the quarterbacks is a, you know, something you want to do. At the same time, you want to have a nice little back. So I'm never really worried about the protecting the quarterbacks thing. It's just this, I guess I'm still stuck on this whole celebration thing of, you know, we're flagging people for spinning footballs. You know, it's like, you know, I mean, what? I mean,
and that some of that, you remember back in the day, that was some of the best stuff that they had in the NFL. Like when cats had the celebrations every day, they celebrated right. The celebrating. Now they're taking it away.
Yeah, I know. Hey, so, yeah. What are they worried about? We're worried about somebody's feelings? Is that what we're, your feelings got hurt? Make a play, dude. I mean, what, we're worried about fights? Well, we can't have fights. Well, okay. Well, you break up fights. If you fight, you say there's no fighting. You know, I mean, that you clamp down on. There's no fighting. If you fight, you could be suspended for 3 games. I mean, you clamp down on fighting. But, I mean, taunting? So what? I mean, you – I mean – How much did you taunt or get taunted when you were a football player, when you were talking, you know, yakking at guys?
I never talked trash.
Oh, no, of course not.
I never.
Not you.
I always played within the realm of the game.
And how are you, how are you today, sir?
Yes.
Are we going to have a good game?
Yes. I always treated everybody that I went against with respect. And I always told them, hey, sir, you have a wonderful day. Hey, did I knock you down? Did I hit you too hard? I apologize. I will try not to do it the next time. No, I didn't talk trash. I did that all. That was not my game.
Yeah, but some guys do, though. I mean, not
yeah, it's
stop.
A lot. It's a lot of those guys that do. It's a lot. I mean, it's fun, John, because, you know, it's funny how, you know, and especially on the defensive side of the ball for me, because I feel like defense is – the side of the ball where your aggression can actually work for you. And to see how, you know, when people get mad or you know, you get charged or somebody has a rah-rah speech or something, how you can just get charged like that. You get charged off of that. I just found that to me was one of the best parts about playing the game. And then, you know, trash talking somebody, like trash talking go one of two ways. It could be one of those things where you could take somebody's heart, or you could light a fire on somebody and then you end up having a long day. So you better pick your poison and you better know who you're talking to. You catch the wrong person on the right day, it might be a long day for you. For real.
Hey, you can join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in Odyssey tomorrow at 6 p.m. for I'm Listening, a live 2-hour show featuring some of the biggest names in music and sports and insight from some of the most respected mental health professionals as they strive to destigmatize talking about mental health. The broadcast will include the likes of Imagine Dragons, Lizzo, Justin Bieber, Darius Rucker, Demi Lovato, Seth Payne, and more. It's I'm Listening, 6 to 8 p.m. Tomorrow night, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and on the Odyssey app. All right, when we get back, some of the NFL's burning questions that you can answer in your car. I have them, and we'll get the team to answer them next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on The Game. Falcons and New York Giants. It's a question I have about these two teams coming up here in just a moment. So there are some burning questions going into week three of a 17-game season. Boy, Hugh, 17 games.
17 of them things.
Yeah, you're going to have to pace yourself because it's going to be a long run. We're only two of these things in, and we've been talking like this for the last couple of weeks here. 15
You're talking
games
about what
to go.
The hell? Yeah. Like, yeah. What happened? Yeah, what happened was.
Right. what happened was. I got some questions for you guys, for you and Abe and Orrin. Anybody out there working or in your car, you can answer these as well if you want to just kind of think about what your answer might be here. We're only two games in, but we're going to take kind of a quick look around the league, if that's okay, guys. Who is your and just think about some of these answers here. Who's your early season MVP so far? Yeah, let me give you a few ideas. Tom Brady's doing it again with Tampa. Kyler Murray's got Arizona off to a really nice start, and matter of fact, they're putting up a bunch of points. Derek Carr has the Raiders at 2-0, and he is the leading passer in terms of yards in the NFL so far. And Matt Stafford, that seems to have worked with him going out to Los Angeles. Of course, there are other players that are playing well, but those are just a few. Who would you say are, you know, if you had to pick, okay, who's been the MVP so far this year, who's been in two games? Granted, it's only two games, but who would you pick as your MVP?
I'd probably say Derek Carr because of the reason why I stated a couple of days ago the fact that he's been under the most fire. He's been under the most scrutiny from his coach. And for him to come out and have the kind of games and win the kind of games the way he's won them, I would say him.
Orrin, if you had to pick an MVP so far first couple of weeks, who would it be?
Brady. Guy has the second most touchdown passes through two games in NFL history.
He balling.
You got nine touchdowns in two games. Yes, Brady.
Abe, who's your MVP so far?
I think we're going three different quarterbacks, to be honest. I think I'm going to go Kyler Murray. He's done some pretty impressive things, including a big game on the road in week one where they manhandled Tennessee. I don't think he has the run game that Derek Carr has, although I know Josh Jacobs is a little banged up. I don't think he has to be honest, I know he's got Nuke Hopkins there. A.J. Green, Rondale Moore, Christian Kirk. I don't think he has the weapons, though, that Brady has. I, you know, we've seen the offensive line. We've seen the highlights. Murray scrambling all over the place, John. I think Kyler Murray's been as impressive as anyone so far in his young career.
Yeah, and I think we're going to have four different quarterbacks because I'm going to go Matt Stafford. I think it's worked out. I think the early signs are that Matt Stafford is going to work out.
He's got something going over there, John, with Cooper Kupp, let me tell you.
I mean, something happening in here. Yeah, I got you.
By the way, I think you could also argue Lamar Jackson. I know they lost week one, but he's been pretty impressive, too.
He exercised his demons the other night.
So yeah, he did. Yeah, and you know, that was a phenomenal game. What a game that was, that Ravens-Chiefs game. So has your idea of, in the first 2 weeks, Hugh Douglas, your idea of whatever your Super Bowl was, and I forget what it was, but is your idea
of Cleveland
and
the Rams, I think.
Okay.
I know it was Cleveland.
Has your idea of the Super Bowl, based on what you've seen, changed in terms of the teams that you think are really legitimately possibly going to be there? Now
that
you've had a couple of weeks.
I still think Cleveland got a chance. I even think Baltimore has a legit shot. I think the Baltimore has a legit shot to make some noise this year.
I'm not asking you, Orrin, for a matchup here. I'm just asking if your impression of, you know, how the season might play out has changed at all based on what you've seen the first couple of weeks.
No, I'm still going Packers, Chiefs. Long season, 17 games. I'm still going those two teams.
But I guess my question, Orrin, is has your impression changed at all in terms of what you thought might play out this year? In terms of, I'm not asking necessarily for the matchup. Let me give you my answer here. I expected that the NFC West was going to be good. I expected all four teams were going to be good. I'm starting to think that the LA Rams might be even better than I thought they were. And so I'm thinking that if there's a real threat to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it might be the Rams. That's how I'm kind of starting to think of it, at least lean that way a little bit. Abe, is your impression changed at all the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, it has. I think there's a couple teams in the NFC, Tampa among them. You mentioned the Rams, a big fan of what they've done early in the season. I'm not out on Green Bay just yet, although obviously week one was troubling. Another team that week one was troubling for was my pick in the AFC, Tennessee. I'm out. I'm out on Tennessee. I don't get the feeling. You know, I'm sure they'll figure it out with A.J. Brown and Julio Jones. He had a big week in week two. even with the overturned touchdown. Derrick Henry exploded week two. I don't know. I'm just out. I think Hugh's right. Baltimore, if they can figure out their run game, I think they're a bigger threat than I probably gave them credit for to start the season. Kansas City's still there as well. At least in terms of my AFC pick, it has taken some adjustment there.
All right. Throwing the Falcons out of this equation, taking the Falcons out of this equation, because Lord knows we know here on 92 on the game that our Falcons fans are gripping. I mean, we are gripping hard. Okay. We get it. But I want to know who else is. If you look, because Abe just mentioned one of them, Hugh. I'm going to give you four teams. Of these teams, which fan base do you think is gripping the most? Tennessee, which has not come out of the gate the way they expected they come out of the gate. The Giants with Joe Judge and this run and laps thing. The Dolphins. The Dolphins got beat 35-0 at home for a team that some Dolphins fans went, hey, we can win. They got beat 35-0 at home. I don't care that they were playing the Bills. You get beat in the NFL 35-0 at home, that changes things. And then the Vikings, they're about to fire Mike Zimmer. Is there a fan base besides the Falcons that you think is gripping the most, Hugh?
I would not say the Tennessee Titans because they're 1-1. I would probably go Giants. I would probably go Giants because, you know, with their coach, you know, botching that that timeout or calling the timeout at the beginning of the season and just the way that their team has been playing, I think they're a little bit upset because, you know, it's up north and, you know, they don't mess around when it comes to you know, their football team. So I would just say that I would say the Giants. I'm going Giants.
And it doesn't have to be any of the teams I mentioned. I just threw a few out there. Oren, is there a team besides the fan base, besides the Falcons, that is gripping the most?
I'm going to go off the board here. I'm going to say the mm-hmm. Saints. Because all they heard this offseason about what Jameis was and and Sean Payton is this quarterback whisperer.
Who
and
did they play?
They got the guy in Carolina last week. Jameis looked up.
How many sacks they have?
It was, as Abe says, a regression to the mean there, yes. He came back. They had quite the comeback to earth moment this past Sunday.
Wait
so.
A minute. How many sacks? Let me look this up, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Jameis and no Saints.
Okay, gotcha. Abe, what fan base besides the Falcons is gripping the most?
Yeah, the Giants is an interesting discussion, and if we had this talk next week and they're 0-3, maybe I'd go with a different answer, but I'm going off the board as well. The Indianapolis Colts, to me, in what was supposed to be a winnable division, with a guy that was close to winning an MVP in Carson Wentz, and for Frank Reich, the expectations, I think, were sky high in the AFC South. They're now 0-2. Their quarterback's out at least this week.
And
who knows how long. We'll obviously find out more when we talk to Will Carroll tomorrow because I'm super interested in how you sprain both ankles on the same play. I don't know how that happens. Mm-hmm. Just the physical
biology. Because you're Carson Wentz and you're made of paper mache. That's why.
Yeah, but still, both on the same play. How does that even happen?
Somebody asked me that. I don't know.
Both from two different guys from different angles. Anyway, the Colts, I thought, were riding sky high coming into the season. And then they dealt with the foot injuries. And then they dealt with some COVID stuff. And now they're 0-2 with your boy Jacob Eason, I guess, as starting quarterback. I think this is completely falling off the table for them and their fan base.
And now the Jacksonville Jaguars are 0-2. There's all sorts of stuff going on. I mean, Trevor Lawrence looks like a rookie. I mean, he is a rookie. I mean, five interceptions.
By the way, I want to give a hat tip to the Lions in this discussion too, because I think they're about done with Dan Campbell.
I think they are too. So Dan Campbell may be the first to get fired, though Mike Zimmer might also be on that short list too, because Vikings fans aren't going to. I think the Vikings fans are gripping. They cannot believe. I mean, the tough losses, but they're like, yeah, no.
I'm sticking with Joe Judge on that question, by the way.
Final question I have for you. How long before the Jaguars win? And if it's much longer, does Urban during the season just say bump it? Because it sounds like he wants to. Hugh, it sounds like Urban Meyer wants to just, you know what? I think I'm out.
See, this is the thing. You're going off of reports from Jacksonville, right? You like I haven't watched any press conferences or anything like that, so I can't honestly say that I've seen some of the stuff that has been reported. So I'm going to give Urban the benefit of the doubt. I don't think he bails. I don't think he bails on the Jaguars.
So, Oren, Urban sends out this note to Jaguars fans saying it's going to get better. And I read that note and went, man, you know, that's the vote of confidence kind of thing here.
John, that's the same thing Arthur Smith said.
Yeah, the difference is Arthur Smith ain't got nowhere to go. Urban's got somewhere to go.
Word for word.
How do you know Arthur Smith ain't got nowhere to go, John?
What does that mean? Where's he going to go? I mean, you know.
But how do you know that, though?
I don't think he's got. I don't think USC's on the phone to his agent.
But you just said, okay. Okay.
I'll agree. No, I'm agreeing with John on that point. That's fair.
Like, what, that he has nowhere to go?
In comparison to the options that Urban Meyer probably has, yeah, he's got nowhere to go.
Okay.
Does Urban Meyer just say bump it, or does he what's going to happen here?
Their first win's not going to come until probably October 17th against the Dolphins. So they got another month or so before they get their first win. It's going to come a point. He's going to get tired being there. He's just going to get tired. And he's going to run.
Let y'all tell him he's tired of being there right now.
Probably is. I wouldn't put it past him. Just
I wouldn't either.
Do you know what? It's funny. Speaking of Urban Meyer, I saw a story about how people were ragging on him because they took, I guess, a reporter did a report at their home. And on the coffee table, they had like 80 pictures. And they thought that was the weirdest thing that they've ever seen. Pictures on a coffee table.
It was weird.
You saw the same story?
Yeah, I saw the photo of the
Did
photo.
You see the photo?
I don't understand. Okay, we got to talk about that in the break. I don't understand the weirdness in that.
Well, because I was over there, I would coffee table, like don't dominoes. You want to be able to put something on your coffee table, like a drink or something? I mean,
well, maybe that's a room that they don't sit in.
They got sofas in there, Hugh.
Come on now, Orin. You know that there are rooms in people's houses where they have stuff that they don't sit on. That's where they had the plastic on the furniture.
All right, Braves fans, we want to know, and the big question that we're going to be taking your calls at 404-741-0929 on next is, are the Braves going to hang on and win this division? What's your confidence level now? Next, with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.